Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, for the next 3 hours, talking Texans football here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And boy, oh boy, what a bunt. I mean, it started like, holy crap. I thought Rex was right. I honestly, that start was, oh my goodness, it was embarrassing. And then that the muffed snap, roll right, hit Xavier in the middle of the field, out to the midfield, just changed the whole game.
Entire game turned around. And, you know, it was, I really feel like I texted a little bit, actually during the game, with Daniel Jeremiah, who does the color commentary. So he and I talked on Friday. We had a pretty long talk. He asked me, and the things we were talking about, John, was, okay, well, you know, Anderson and Hunter, really good. I said, yeah. He said, our interior does not protect well. He goes, what is the interior rush look like? I said, you know, honestly, Mario Edwards, Fotukasi's more run oriented, but Mario Edwards and Danico Autry coming back, I said, they've got some rush inside. Yep. If you can't protect, they're pretty good. And then we talked about the fact that Herbert, I said, the secondary will give up long. They'll give up opportunities for long plays, but they're just relentless ball hawks. And he said, that's going to be a great battle because they've only turned the ball over. Coming into the game, the Chargers had only turned it over 8 times total in 17 games. Astonishingly, mm-hmm. No. 3 interceptions for Justin Herbert. So it was a battle of, you know, battle of immovable object and what's the phrase? Irresistible.
Whatever.
It was a battle of strengths, and right. The Texans' strengths ended up winning out.
Oh, yeah.
But they could have buried the Texans early on, I think. Had Disley not dropped that pass.
Yeah, that was huge.
Had he not dropped that pass, and then there was one other thing. What was the other thing that they did that screwed up? They had 2 screw-ups. He dropped that pass because they could have turned it into a 10-0 game, and the way the Texans looked, that might have been an insurmountable hole. But isn't it amazing that CJ, it's either an early snap or CJ just forgets the snap count. It looks like it's about to be another safety for the, or it looks like it was about to be a disastrous play. He scrambles and makes that pass,
mm-hmm.
And then he scrambles, and then later on in the game, he gets out of the pocket and runs for yards, and it was like, oh, that's right. I don't have to sit in this pocket and just take sacks. I can actually get out and make things happen for myself, and the whole thing changed.
Well, he looked like
yes.
CJ versus Jay. And I said that during the game. I'm like, he's running like he was like just the Georgia game.
I said, it's the exact same thing.
But he's got he's going head first all the time.
Well, he doesn't know how to slide.
He doesn't. He needs a slide. He needs this because it's one of these times he's going to be, because they can, he's live then.
I'm surprised they didn't take shots at him.
No, they didn't.
Honestly, a team can go target him. Yep. Literally go target him, knock him out of the game. You don't think they'll take a 15-yard penalty to get him out of the game?
I don't even think it'll be a 15-yard penalty if he's going forward. Well, they could
hit him on his shoulder.
Yeah, right, anything.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, if he's diving down, you're right, that's not targeting.
That's not targeting. So, no, he needs to, and you know what? Kansas City's looking at that, and they're going to go, he does that here, guess what's going to happen? He tries that, he's going to get hit. You know what? When he's live and he's not sliding, take a shot at him. And, you know, that'll be the certainly be the case.
But I want him running, though, because not only did, but John, it gave him, like, the level of confidence he had when he remembered, oh, yeah, I don't have to sit in a constricted pocket that's closing down and let my feet get all jittery. I can actually do something about it. And it is exactly like Georgia. You know, he didn't get pressured as much at Ohio State, but he never ran on zone read. He would never use his feet. It was a huge issue with a lot of Ohio State fans because he just left yards on the on the table where they've had quarterbacks, you know, who could run a little bit and pass. And then in that Georgia game, when he decided, I'm going to get out of the pocket, I'm going to move, he was like a totally different guy.
Yep.
And then this year, it looked like the kind of the timid CJ, and he ran. Now, it's so funny. I don't know how some people can even watch games. When Joe Mixon fumbled the ball, that was Slowick's fault because he called a bad play whenever it should have been. You know, why are you calling that play? And I get it. It's still a fumble by him. Then I heard that CJ, then people were like, this is good that he's running. Slowick has been, you know, the coaching staff and Slowick have been coaching him to look down the field and not leave the pocket. I'm like, what are you talking? Every team wants the quarterback to go get yards if he's pressured to get out of the pocket and go get yards. No one's coaching him to stay in and not run. This isn't a run-first quarterback.
Yep.
This is up to CJ to get that groove back, and he did. And I thought Slowick did a good job in the second half. I thought actually starting from the second quarter on, he dialed up more of the quick passing game, something you and I have been talking about for a while. The quick passing game was
yep.
Tempo, no offensive line issues with coverage, and
early on,
and the running game, and it set up the running game later.
Early on, though, CJ, when you go back and watch, his feet were terrible.
Oh, bad.
He something happened, and it must have been that play. Might have been that play, that Xavier play, Hutchinson play, where it everything changed. It was amazing.
Hey, how close were they to getting a safety for a grounding in the back of the end zone? They're at the one, and I'm thinking, well, I even did a poll.
Well, but he was out of the pocket.
I mean, well, barely.
But he was out of the pocket.
Barely, but I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're 1 yard away from that turning into a safety.
Yeah, it was. It really was. But that's going to be tough to call, especially when he was moving left. He looked like he was past the tackle box. I mean, all of that. He made a good play, actually, to get away.
But
get
that
away.
Play and the fumbled and the muffed,
well,
like, that's how close you are to a game.
Well,
look,
very underrated play
changes.
Was Joe Mixon getting you out of the end zone. Joe Mixon's run to about the 6 yard line when he had done nothing. I think he had 6 yards before that.
That was on first down, right?
It was he picked up. I think it was second because that was after the grounding, wasn't it?
Well, it was might have been because whatever CJ was.
Whatever the case may be, that run was huge to get them out from their own 1 yard line, to get them out to a little bit of breathing room, and then CJ made the play. There were so many things early on it all could have fallen apart.
If the Chargers had converted, the Chargers didn't execute. They didn't convert, and then what ended up happening is mother momentum had a big shift at home, which is kind of what I was counting on. It's one of the reasons I like the Texans is I thought, well, you're not going to have Chargers fans in the building. Not really. And it's a weird thing happens because I was in the building last year against the Browns, and once momentum got rolling, it's just, you know, it was heavy. I mean, the building was loud, and the momentum really carried the Texans. And the same thing happened here. The exact same thing is the Chargers' weaknesses, which were not enough playmakers. They have one guy. They have one guy, and he's good. Ladd McConkey's really good. But they have one guy. They have an interior pass pro issue. You know, it was basically the Chargers' issues, which have been issues all year, they began to be exploited, and the Texans' issues were diminished. And at the beginning, it was different. At the beginning, it was the Texans' issues that were popping up.
Yep.
It's the same old offense, no execution, no rhythm. And the Chargers had a chance to score two quick touchdowns, and they kick field goal. And then they have a chance to bury the Texans when they're at their 1 yard line, and they don't do it, and it turns into an improbable 99 yard touchdown drive, and the whole thing changed. And once that was over, Joe Mixon and the offensive line were battering this. I mean, the Texans offensive line got after the Chargers defensive line in the second half. Joe Mixon was ripping them to shreds, and it was so much fun to see CJ get into a groove. Nico did what Nico does. It was a lot of fun. You know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough winning in that cold environment. The temps are going to be very low for that game. No snow or anything like that is expected. A little bit of wind. Very, very cold. But, you know, the Chiefs have not been a good team this year. They just are so battle-tested. They've been there before. I don't think the Chiefs are. We've seen the Texans and Chiefs play recently. That game got out of control in the second half, but the Texans were playing good football for a half. And that's before, you know, that's after Tank. Well, actually, the game kind of got lost after Tank got hurt and everyone started crying.
Yeah. Listen, they can beat the Chiefs. They can absolutely, if this defense plays the way that they did, you got two of the best corners in football playing right now, and Stingley might be the best, is the best cornerback in football right now. And the way that Kamari is playing as well, Miles Bryant, you know, it's a little iffy, but, you know, you're playing great. You're putting pressure on. You're going to put a lot of pressure on Mahomes. You're going to put a lot of pressure on him. You're going to get after him. I love the stunts that they were doing. You said the Chargers were weak inside. Mm-hmm. Well, they did a stunt inside with Will Anderson that he just destroyed Herbert. But it was guy after guy. Autry was great. Edwards was great. If they get after Patrick Mahomes the way that they were getting after Justin Herbert, they can win this football game. They can win it defensively because you're going to have a tough time with this Chiefs defense. There's no question. You're going to have a tough time.
I think the only way they can win this, I agree with you on defense, but I think, you know, Mahomes makes so many plays. Andy Reid dials up so much. They've had a week to prepare for both teams. The Chargers, the Texans, I mean, you would have looked at the Texans and potential. The Texans and Texans and Chargers probably, less so for the Broncos, I think, realistically. So they've had a little extra time to look at what the Texans do, to scout the Texans. I don't think that should go unmentioned because they are going to take certain things away. So I think it's going to take CJ having his best game of the year to win that. I mean, it's possible. Yeah. But because defensively, I think you're going to be in it. The Chiefs just are not the same offensive team. They're very good inside as a run-blocking team. It's something to keep an eye on, but I don't think they're going to win that game just on the ground. And they don't have a bunch of great playmakers at wide receiver. I mean, they lost Rashee Rice, who was their best playmaker. They lost him early in the year, so I don't know, John. I give the Texans a chance. They're going to have to, you know, they got to run the ball well. CJ's got to have one of his best games, and then at the most have the most yards. But he's got to be in command and in control. Slowick's got to dial some stuff up and get that, you know, and figure out how to attack and how to deal with. Slowick and CJ are going to have to. They're playing against Spagnuolo, as you said. Their game is against Steve Spagnuolo.
Yep.
And both of them. And then, defensively, you got to, like Jones. You said, you got to get home against Mahomes. Because if you pressure him is one thing, but when he escapes, that's when terrible things happen.
Yep. 712 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What do you guys think? Let's get in. Talk Texans football, NFL, college football as well. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about right now. It's 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend is coming your way as well in about a half an hour right here. What did you learn in one sentence? Let's go. 713-780-3776 as our Texans move on for the second consecutive year to the divisional round. Now it's time to take that next step. It's time for you to talk about Craig DeCerf.
Yeah, and I'll tell you about Craig DeCerf. Craig DeCerf has for years and years been at the top of the food chain in the car buying business, and it's not for the reasons that you may think. It's not because he, you know, sells the most. I mean, he does sell a lot of cars, but one of the reasons is people come back for second, third cars. Family members say, "Hey, do you have a car dealership?" Yeah, this is the guy for sure. He doesn't, you know, you're not going to be. This is not somebody who's going to try to take advantage of you. But the people inside the business love Craig DeCerf. He's highly regarded, highly respected. Not only is he the general manager of that dealership, he's been appointed to be the treasurer for the Houston Auto Dealers Association, and he's somebody who makes customer service an absolute must, a priority at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You can get great offers and great deals on APR finance rates, whether it's lease or purchase. They've got you taken care of. They'll find the right programs for you on pickup trucks like the the Chevy Silverado or the GMC Sierra pickup truck, the Buick Envision, which is what I'm driving right, or Enclave, which is what I'm driving right now, the Buick Envision, which is what my son drives. My wife has the Chevy Traverse. Great vehicles, great trade-in prices, but just know that you're going to be taken care of by somebody who actually cares, and that's every member of that dealership. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. Check them out for yourself. That's just head on down to Angleton or go to Chevy or go to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance and Dell and Melissa all here with you. They're finally back.
Yeah.
They're finally back. I mean, how can you have a radio show that you're going for 2 months?
Our Colombianas and El Chero are finally back at work.
Yeah, so 105.3. The power, the poder, okay? Oh, la electricidad. I don't know which one.
It's not electricity.
It's whatever. It's the power. It's power 105.3.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So here we are, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. Let's get Kenny in here. He's got a point. What about playing in this cold weather, Kenny?
Good morning, guys. I just have a question regarding Southern teams traveling up north to play in these cold weather games. Obviously, it happens every year. The playoffs are already in the winter, or always in the winter. So I just want to know, why don't teams like the Texans and the Dolphins travel Monday to a cold weather climate practice facility on a team that's already eliminated, like the Bears or the Browns, or something that you have set up earlier in the year, and spend the whole week in the cold, minimal heaters, getting acclimated, so that come Sunday with all the heaters and the warmers, they're like, this ain't that bad. This is actually better. I've been freezing all week. This is a little bit better.
Yeah.
Kind of level the playing field. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Good point. Good point.
Well, logistically,
it's costly.
It's very costly. Yeah. You're putting up your entire team, your entire support staff. It's extremely costly. There's nothing NFL teams hate more than having to pay money for
it. Now, teams do it, though, because when they're playing on the East Coast for a couple weeks in a row, sometimes they'll stay.
Yeah, I mean, but they do it for travel reasons.
Yeah, for travel reasons.
For logistic reasons. They don't do it.
He's got a good point, though. I mean, go practice in the cold. And now, it's cold here. It's not like Kansas City, but you do have to get used to it. Going up there, it's going to be shocking for them.
Yeah, but 40, you know, it'll be in the mid-40s. To upper, well, it'll be about mid-40s when the Texans would practice. I looked at all the weather. It'd be about 46. That's not getting you ready for 19.
No, no.
And John,
what gets you ready for 19 is 19.
You live there.
It sucks.
You can't acclimate that quickly. It's not like 3 days and you're acclimated.
We were always done, though. It was freezing when we played in our state championship game. And that was
in November.
It was in November. I've never played in January, so I, you know, it's different. It's so cold. You don't want to go to Chicago. Good Lord. Although that will it'll do exactly what you said, though, Kenny. It will absolutely get you ready. You'll be like, thank God we're in Kansas
will it
City.
Really?
It's balmy here.
Will it really get you ready?
Oh my gosh, yeah. But well, like, you gotta get. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you gotta. If you go out there every day, as opposed to one day that you're going to be playing.
C.J. Stroud played. I always look at where these guys played college, some of the key players. Joe Mixon played with the Bengals. Not worried about him.
Yep.
C.J. Stroud played at Ohio State. I mean, he's played in cold weather games.
Yeah, but again, it was done
November.
It was done by Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's November. Yeah. So, but there was some cold. There were some snow games against Michigan. There were some cold games.
He didn't win those.
What's that?
He didn't win.
He didn't win those.
Well, but still, he played. He's acclimated.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they didn't look good at all last year in Baltimore. They didn't look good at all.
No, but I mean, that was six.
They weren't ready for it.
That was crazy.
What's it supposed to be like in Kansas City this weekend?
He's the weather guy.
19? 19 to 20. It actually gets colder on Saturday.
What's the dew point?
No, Saturday's the coldest.
What's the dew point going to be?
Low. What do you think? Why would it be high?
Okay, I don't know.
It's not going to be high when it's cold. It's low. It's dry.
Low
dew point, dry. High dew point, humid.
Okay.
We don't care about high dew points.
We like high dew points here.
Kansas City, Missouri, the weather for, because I already looked at this and it's not great. Like it's 13 right now. This afternoon it's going to be 24. This evening it's 22. The 10-day, and let me look at the weekend. The weekend.
Sunday?
It's Saturday
game. Saturday game.
Saturday.
Where's the Saturday early game again? It's our slot.
It's 28. So Sunday would be 16 degrees. Saturday's 28. So it may seem like no big deal, but it's actually.
28 is better than 19. A lot better.
And what would it feel like? What's it going to feel like?
Yeah, right.
Well,
the dew point.
Yeah.
If it's,
the dew point does. Yeah, if it's low dew point, the feels like much colder. Yeah, and the wind. So the wind is going to be at about 14 miles an
hour.
That's
the key. That's the key, is the wind. Because you could play in cold. And, like in Buffalo. That Buffalo game didn't look like a January Buffalo game.
No. It looks like 10 to. So the wind's going to be 10 to 20 miles an hour.
That's bad.
That's not great, right?
That's not great.
Is 10 still pretty good?
Yeah, that's still pretty good. Especially really when it's cold. It makes it even colder. So, yeah, you know what, Kenny? I think you got a good
point. No snow, no ice.
It's expensive, but you know what? It's worth it. It's worth going and
is that an advantage, though, to be away from your facility? Like, I don't think that's an advantage because what you're gaining, I would rather just stick guys in it. Just have good guys stand in a deep freeze at a walk-in cooler at some restaurant. Just say, hey, we need some help. We're going to send these guys in shifts.
Yeah, how are you going to throw
11?
Where are you going to find a big enough one to play, to practice?
You can't practice. You just have to stand there to get acclimated.
I gotcha.
Because you know what's not helpful? Well, we don't have any of our equipment. We don't have enough equipment here.
Well, you can take the equipment if you plan ahead.
You take equipment for that many days? It's not as easy as you guys are thinking.
You want to win a football game?
You don't have your tech. You don't have all your tech stuff. You know, there's a lot of things.
You got your phone.
You can borrow.
The infrastructure.
You can borrow the Bears.
No, it's traveling for a week and going to Chicago. The infrastructure is not. That's not ideal.
Then what's
can you imagine if you got the doors blown off of you? The amount of crap that D'Amico Ryans would take. This idiot had them out there standing in the cold in Chicago, away from their home beds, away from this, away from their offices, away from all the
stuff
that they do.
Sometimes that's better.
And they're at a hotel.
Sometimes that's better.
No, this isn't a baseball team.
Okay, wait a minute. Oh, you're
this
at home all week. Kids are waking you up in the middle of the night.
What kids does CJ have?
What? Got CJ. Oh, like nobody on the team has kids.
Who all has kids? Probably offensive linemen.
Well, yeah, they're not sleeping.
Those guys aren't doing it. Yeah, they are.
What do you mean probably offensive linemen?
Yeah.
I don't know. Tyreek Hill had 5 kids this year.
Okay. Does John Metchie have kids running around that you know of? Best players? Our best players are Nico Collins. No kids.
I don't know.
No kids. Will Anderson. No kids.
Do we know that about Nico Collins?
Huh?
Do you know about whether he has
just
kids or not?
Educated guess.
You're just guessing.
He doesn't look like a wide receiver.
All right.
I'm going to Google Nico Collins' kids.
You have no idea if he has kids or not.
Wide receivers and DBs do get it.
They like to throw stuff around.
I'm just looking at the real field temperature for Kansas City leading up to the game, and while it doesn't say it's minus 11, apparently at some points it'll feel like minus 11 leading up to the game. I don't like that very much.
No, but actually, you leading up in
it
the
feels
week
like,
during the week.
Yeah,
Saturday's one of the warmest days.
So, but what does that feel like in the if it's temperature?
Probably teens, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Okay, so I'm just. Wondering.
I mean, I think it's a big disadvantage.
I'm telling you, it's jarring to a warm weather team.
Yeah,
to go up there, it's jarring.
But
and you know what? You
that's
got that's the first thing you're going to have to get over.
That's why running the football, they're going to be okay. They'll be okay, but Kansas City will not be bothered by it.
Yeah.
And that's what they
They won't. No, they won't. That's the problem. They won't be bothered by it, and the Texans will. That's the problem. Let's get Stafford Numple in here. Hey, what's up, Stafford?
Hey, man. Happy New Year and all that to y'all, man.
To you, too.
I want to say, man, I enjoyed my Texans this Saturday, man. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. But I got one thing, man. Can we finally admit that Justin Herbert is the single most overrated player in the NFL?
I don't think he is after this year. But that playoff game certainly did not help him because he was terrible.
Man.
He was terrible. And it was terrible from start to finish. Like, not only the interceptions, that guy had throws that he could have made that he was just off. I mean, he had his worst game of the year at the biggest time. And this is what it's interesting you're saying this because I was thinking about this. Everything that you do in the regular season gets wiped out if you're bad in the playoffs. Everyone forgets, at least the home base. I guarantee you Chargers fans are furious. And everything that you did, that guy had a great year this year. Wiped out by one terrible game because that's what we remember.
Thanks. Yeah. You're right.
And I mean, Bagwell and Biggio were Hall of Famers, and I have a hard time not thinking about postseason play.
The playoffs.
Yep.
Because if you really look at it, the amount of passes and yards, Harbaugh focused on running the ball more, so he kind of took some of that out of his hands, so he did have a better season, but it's just like, man, like, and I want to say, when I say overrated, I ain't saying that I think he's trash or I think
right.
he's a bad quarterback. It's just so many people will tell you, oh, he's an elite quarterback, and he's never been an elite quarterback to me. But
elite quarterback should have. Yeah, elite. We've had this discussion. I think he has great talent. I think he took a step forward. He's been. It is weird. Like, he has been elevated to this next level without winning a playoff game ever. Like, I think the elevation of Justin Herbert has been premature, and it's something we talked about on this show. I know he has the traits, and I know he has the flashes and all that, and he was really good this year. Like, 3 interceptions, he took care of the ball. But it doesn't matter when you throw 4. When you have more interceptions in one game than you have the whole season,
now,
that's all we're going to remember.
The one ball went. Disley was terrible.
Yeah.
By the way, Disley had an awful game. One ball went through his hands. Kamari made a great play on his interception. He was trailing the play and he came up with it. Stingley on the second pick. He was actually beaten and the ball was underthrown. That's on Herbert. He was really, really awful, but the Texans had a lot to do with it. That offensive line had a lot to do with it, too. They were bad.
Well, the pressure early turned what could have been, an average game into a bad one. He didn't react to pressure well, and that kind of played out throughout the rest of the game.
Really poorly.
And I know you've done this in the past. You like to shoot the Texans for some bail for how they played in that playoff game against the Ravens. You keep saying it was like 6 degrees. It was 24 degrees at kickoff.
But are you sure?
Yes.
Because Keith was there. I remember Keith, our listener Keith, and he's like, it was absolutely terrible.
I'm sure it
terrible.
Was cold, but it
maybe it was the wind chill, but I remember it being extraordinarily cold that weekend because it was it the Bengals who also had a game?
The Dolphins and the Chiefs played a game, which won the coldest in NFL history. Chiefs. This one was cold, much like what they're going to see against Kansas City, but it wasn't historically cold.
Okay. No.
Well, it was
they
cold.
They were just bad, though.
Yeah, they were bad that
They were
day.
Just bad.
Yeah.
They were just bad. And hopefully they don't do that
it
again.
It felt like 6.
Okay,
you weren't there.
But to me, it
can this propel them on the other side? Can this propel them to an AFC championship game? They played well enough. Now, can they sustain it? We'll talk about that. Hey, I know where you can go and bet on this game. You can go do it at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. You can go to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles and go to the DraftKings Sportsbook, which is as good a sportsbook as you're going to find anywhere in Vegas. I'm telling you, it's awesome, awesome, awesome. The TV setup that they have is second to none. The environment, great. It's bar food. It's great. It's wonderful. You can play blackjack in the middle of the DraftKings Sportsbook, which is awesome. There's nothing that you won't love about the DraftKings Sportsbook. We just had John Chill on and said, listen, if you want to go there and watch the Super Bowl, you better make your plans now. So go to goldennuggetlc.com and reserve your table. Otherwise, you're not going to have one. So do that now. Now. You got to do it. And get yourself a room there. You've got the pool. You've got the golf course. You've got everything you possibly need. You've got 12 restaurants. It's just fantastic. I love me the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We're going to go there, as a matter of fact, the week of the Super Bowl, and we want you to come with us. GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, in about 10 minutes, we're playing What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. I need it. You got to bring it. We got to bring it. We brought it on Friday with Pumping It Up. Gilbert brought it after he got his steak. He said the Texans would win. Okay? Things all came together in a perfect storm. Now, the storm was a little turbulence at the beginning, but then we had the perfect storm, right?
Yeah.
It started very poorly, but goodness gracious, everybody came through. The crowd came through. It was nice. It was very nice. There were more Chargers jerseys. No, I didn't go. I didn't end up going. But there were. It was sprinkling of Chargers fans there. But the Texans fans brought it. Nicely done. Nicely done. 713-780-3776. We're playing in 10 minutes, right from now. We're playing What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. So get yours ready. We got Gary here. He wants to talk about the Texans. Hey, Gary.
Hey, first of all, good morning. I think the Texans will prevail, but a greater topic I would like to...
Wait. You think they're going to beat the Chiefs? You think they're going to beat the Chiefs, Gary?
Yeah, I think okay. So, and I'm going to leave. I just think so. I think thanks to Rex Ryan, you lit a fire. Thanks to Rex. Now, it'll be a close game. If it's close, the Texans win. If not, that Patrick Mahomes. But I really think the Texans are going to win. I can't see how or why. I can't explain it, but I know. I just feel it. I mean, and I think after you on television, Rex Ryan, somebody has to pay. But anyway, on a lighter note, I think it's okay to address the elephant in the room and bring light to it. Out of all the teams, every defense in the NFL, especially in the playoffs, all the defensive, everybody from the front to the secondary to the linebackers can straight out run, fly, athletic, flip, mm-hmm. jump, run, and they're smart. Every defense. And coincidentally, after tonight, Detroit has the greatest skill players than anybody in the playoffs. So it helps their quarterback. They do have the greatest skill players. That's the only thing. But after tonight, there will be only one quarterback. I mean, like white or black, white and black. There will be only one quarterback left out of Josh Allen who possesses what all the other black quarterbacks have with their passing and their prowess and their ability. I think Detroit's quarterback, it helps him because of the coach and the skilled players. But even like the guy from San Diego, that pocketness, that pocket awareness and quarterback, they're gone. And then after tonight, the only white quarterback, we can call colors, it's not racist, that has that ability is Superman, Josh Allen. And think about that. And so with the Lamars and with everybody else, you're only three remaining, but only one of the three possess true escapability with passing. Justin Herbert, and the way you summed it up finally with Justin Herbert, it wasn't so sweet. The guy sucks. I mean, he's got the traits. The blonde hair and the white eyes, but that's it. The blue eyes.
Why are you laughing, Dale? Gary, that's not the traits I was talking about. I wasn't talking about blonde hair and blue eyes. My traits were arm talent.
Those are the traits I'm talking about. Yeah, those are the ones I'm talking about.
Not to make it racial.
He's the only one. Josh Allen is the only one.
Right. I would tell you that Joe Burrow is still a pocket guy who wins from the pocket, and he had a phenomenal year. His defense really let him down. So I think some of the stuff you're saying.
Joe, the knee injury probably.
Yeah, he doesn't run as much.
He used to run. He could run in college. Yeah,
but he can win from the pocket. You can still. But Jordan Love doesn't move well. I mean, he moves okay, but he was terrible.
He was terrible.
And he's not a guy who's – look, in today's NFL, you don't have to be a run-first quarterback, but they do want you to have that mobility.
Yeah.
It's just such an enormous advantage. Josh Allen is playing at a level right now that is just – it's his greatest level of football. And when you watch him run, it's just like watching Cam run because you know that after contact, they're still going to fall forward for yards. I mean, these are enormous guys. Josh Allen is at least high 230s, maybe in the 240s. Cam was 240, getting close to 250. I mean, these guys are freight trains that are running at you. And it's just such a big advantage because you can actually give them the ball. I mean, you know, Cam when he played, but you can give Josh the ball and just say, man, we need 2 yards. Let's just snap to Josh and let him run on a power, a sweep left. And that's what they did. And they mm-hmm. still do that. You know, the Ravens will do that with Lamar. It's obviously more about speed and elusiveness. It's not about power. Jaden Daniels, they'll do some of that. Although Jaden, I thought they did a great job on Jaden yesterday, keeping him from going off as a runner. He did not have any long runs. Todd Bowles did a great job of keeping him in check. But yeah, I think the dual threat, the ability to be dual threat, which, you know, Jaden came out as a much better passer than Lamar coming out.
Look at how much better CJ was when he actually did it.
Yeah.
He hasn't done it all year.
Yeah, and he's not a runner.
But
when you get to the legs and you need to, that's the whole key. You've got to be able to get to him now. If I'm looking in the draft, and golf is kind of a unicorn in the sense that, you know, you're not going to see a lot of those type of guys, but you're a little disrespectful,
we'll
acting like he's got
all too. Pro.
Yeah, Stafford too. You've got guys who can still win like that.
Yeah.
But coming into the league, if you are – look, and those guys were a little bit – Stafford was more mobile earlier in his career. Goff has never been a guy that runs a whole lot. But if you're that way, then you've got to make up for it by being a quick processor and getting rid of the ball quick. I mean, that's just – you know, you have to win from the pocket with your mind and your arm more than your feet. Your feet can't buy you time. So you got to, there's less margin for error when you don't, it's when CJ wasn't getting out of the pocket and there's no margin for error and he's not good throwing a football this year, it was a disaster.
And by the way, Justin Herbert can move. He did get the opportunity.
Yeah, he did in college.
On Saturday.
No, they compressed the pocket on him. Yeah, he can really move.
Yeah,
he can. He can, absolutely can.
And when I say trade scary, I'm talking about size, arm talent, ability to make certain throws.
Are we sure?
I don't mean like DNA stuff.
I don't mean his
like
hair color.
Eugenics.
Blue.
That's
blue
not
eyes.
What I'm saying. Yeah, I'm like, he has all the traits. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
All right, we got a break. When we come
considering
back,
European
ancestry.
Considering your history, I mean, Gary may have made a point.
What's my history?
What did you learn this weekend?
That's not my history.
Okay, so that's
not my history.
Oh, yeah, it kind of is. And we need not to bring that up. I'm trying to, you know, make everybody look like him. Game Day Men's Health is bringing you What Did You Learn This Weekend in one sentence. You have one sentence to tell us what you learned this weekend. I'm sure a lot of it is about the Texans, but it could have been about something else. Did you learn something else this weekend? 713-780-3776.
Sark. I learned a lot about Sark. Ooh,
oh, my
weekend.
God.
Saving.
Wow. Time to talk about HRMP. I just learned this morning a lot about HRMP. I talk about this, that HRMP, it's more than just, you know, a business partner. You're going to get to know them. You're going to get to like them. I just got invited to the Rockets game tonight by Chris, who's over at HRMP. And you know what? I'm going. I want to hang out with him. It's a wonderful company, and it's made up of really, really great people. Love these guys. You're going to love them too, guys and gals. It is, but the most important thing with HRMP is the technology that they have to get you your payroll, okay, and do it more affordably than you can do it. If you're doing your own payroll, or if you've got an admin company that's doing your payroll, that admin company, chances are making a lot of money off of you and your benefits packages. HRMP says, nope, we do HR, we do payroll, and we're going to take care of your taxes for you. But we don't do 401ks. We don't do insurance plans. We give you choices, which we think is going to be best for your company. But that's not how – we're not going to profit off you like these admin companies do. So that's where you save. If these admin companies are telling you, well, look at our payroll versus their payroll. Yeah, but look at the other stuff that they're charging you. And they're making a ton off of you. So stop. Go with HRMP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to play What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. You get one sentence, and as soon as somebody, we got a full board, so as soon as somebody is off, get in, 713-780-3776. Let's play our game. You guys want to go first? Or you let the listener.
Let's
go. Let's get as many calls in as we can.
Can Dell?
Dell, do you want some? You got some? You want the listeners? Yeah. Let's get the listeners. Let's get as many as we can in here. We start with Pena at the top. Hey, Pena, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I learned this weekend that it's arch time, baby.
Okay, it's arch time. Hey, we learned this weekend that it is arch time in the city of Austin. Arch time. Tony, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned, thanks to John on Twitter, that AJ Hoffman remains as likable as AIDS.
Jeez. What? Thanks to you on Twitter?
Well, okay, it's a long story.
Okay, yeah.
John quotes tweeted something AJ wrote. Pretty much said it wasn't funny.
It's not funny.
I don't know what happened after that. That's all I saw.
It was not funny.
Did it go
AJ's
further?
AJ's trying to be funny.
Did it go further than that?
No. I just AJ, you're just not funny.
Oh, and that's all?
That's all.
Okay.
713-780-3776. Thanks, Tony. 713-780-3776. Get in. Tongue Dark Chris, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that after being out of town for a week for work, that with their free beer social hour and free washer and dryer, the Staybridge Extended Stay is probably goated hotel.
Extended stay hotels are, it really depends. They can be very depressing places because there's a lot of separated and divorced men who have to stay there. Or it can be like if you're just there for a day or two, you're like, hey, man, I got all kinds of amenities here. This is, look how big this room is. Yeah.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Keith, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned this weekend that recently signed Giants pitcher Justin Verlander is 41 years old, while Tim Lincecum, who's been out of MLB since 2016, is still just 40.
Wow. Mm. It feels like Lincecum, but it's not normal for pitchers who are 40 to still play.
Yeah,
like, that's a new thing.
He's 40? He looks like he's 12.
I mean, that's a Lincecum.
When's the last time you saw him?
Yeah, I know. But I'll bet you he's still got that long hair and just awful, that long, awful hair. And he was skinny as a rail.
Yeah.
Tim Lincecum is 40? Man, I'm old. 713-780-3776. Sydney, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that in the NFL, you can lose on a bye week.
Yeah, how about that? The Chargers lost on their bye week.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers lost in their bye week. How about that?
For those who don't know.
You didn't think they could, but they could.
Rex Ryan said this was a bye.
This was a bye.
They had a bye this week playing the Texans.
Yeah. Congratulations, Rex. 713-780-3776. Will, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, I learned that Taylor Fritz is the number 4 seed in the Australian Open, the highest ranked men's player in a major since Mandy Roddick.
The highest American.
American?
Player. Yeah.
Highest American?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. The 4th seed.
Yeah, it's Sinner is a decent sized favorite. Yeah, Sinner,
yeah.
And then it's Alcaraz.
And I don't know, how is he Italian with that name?
Who, Sinner?
Yeah.
Is he Italian?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean, you know.
What's up with that?
Mom.
Yeah, maybe.
If you get one drop of Italian blood, you're Italian.
And you're Italian. Yeah. You're Italian for life. Then you got to have the salt. You got to make the gravy right. That's all. JP, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Morning, boys. Happy New Year. I learned this weekend that Rex Ryan brushes his teeth with both hands.
I've never even heard that phrase before.
He's got some big teeth now.
Oh, is that what it
was?
Yeah. Oh,
he's okay. Got some big teeth now.
It's about his teeth being
Yeah, big. He does. He does. He's got some giant chompers. He likes to look at pretty feet with them, too.
Yeah,
or does do stuff with them. I don't
he likes to he post videos.
Yeah, he does.
What are we doing here, kids?
D! What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, what's up, guys? What I learned was Tyron Macy thought he was a part of the Georgia Bulldogs instead of the LSU Tigers.
Oh, no. Georgia Bulldogs. Did you hear the story on Kyron?
Kyron. Yeah, but I don't think it's true. There's differing reports. Differing reports. He wasn't even, he was driving a different car. He wasn't even that.
He's wanted, right?
Yeah, but he's, I don't know. He may have caused it or whatever.
Well, if you caused it and you drive away, that's felony.
That's
hit and
a
run.
Felony. Yeah, right. He may have, but I've heard differing reports on it, so I'm not sure. We got to wait on this one. We really do. He apparently, a lot of people think he's responsible for the death of a veteran, but we'll see.
I mean, I'm not seeing anywhere that doesn't. And this is pretty. Here's one from LS from WDSU. Well, regardless,
right?
Yeah.
He's
now in custody.
Yeah, right. Isaac, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Via 313 Pizza is so good that your family will love it and make you take them there 2 days in a row.
Are we just doing ads?
That's a pizza ad? What is the name of it?
We're not doing
ads. We'll let them do it. What was the name of the pizza?
Too late now.
Oh. I mean, why you don't want him to get a commercial?
Because that's not the...
You don't
That's
want to get a
commercial?
Hey, John, it's me, Nick. Well,
I'll tell you this.
I mean, there are more than one of these places. I don't know. Oh, it's Detroit style, too.
What is the name of the place?
Via 313. Now they have to advertise.
So there it is. Okay.
All right, so now we either bill them or they advertise.
All right. Peter, What did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that dating can be expensive, so we ought to ask Tom how much he spends a week or month.
Oh, that's a great question. Tom, before we play, what did you do? What did you learn in one sentence? How much money do you spend in a given month on this dating thing?
On the hunt.
On the hunt.
Yeah.
Oh. On the hunt, let me think. Probably at least $300 to $400 a month.
Well, that ain't bad at all.
That ain't bad. No. I mean, maybe that's why you're continually hunting. You should. You need to spend a little more maybe on a nice dinner.
Maybe he's doing it the way he wants to, Jay.
Maybe so.
Maybe. What'd you learn this weekend?
Maybe
sentence,
he wants
Tom?
An everlasting hunt.
Yeah, that's true. What'd you learn this weekend, Tom?
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning, gentlemen. What I learned this weekend is if you refer enough of your ex-girlfriends to your plumber, he'll cut you a discount when he comes to do work for you.
Hopefully that's not Billy Brown's guys.
I mean, would your ex-girlfriends keep calling you about their plumbing? Maybe that's a... I don't know, is that a euphemism? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Maybe he's just friends with all his exes.
Maybe. Maybe they all leave, you know, pleased. Oh, and, okay. and they stay friends. Sure. That's great. Jay, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Tony Roma's calling commentary is just repeating back what Jim Nance just said.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
He just, that's something he noticed. That's the way you play the game. He learned that. He said, you know what he's doing? Jim says something and Tony just rephrases it and restates it. That's what he learned.
That's what he learned this weekend. That Tony.
I learned that people believe that
Jim says stuff and Tony just repeats
for the
it.
Super Kinda Bowl.
Like I just did with you.
I learned that people for the. And I just.
Did for, with
did
him.
For him, yeah. I learned that people believe that Greg Olsen must be added into the booth with Tom Brady and Kevin Harlan for the Super Bowl.
Kevin Burkhart?
Kevin Burkhart, yeah, not Harlan.
Yeah.
Burkhart for the Super Bowl. That there is a strong push to add another player in there.
Well,
and that would be the player.
Brady's
Tom's leaving next year.
Brady's pretty vanilla. It's you know, you can't just shove somebody in there just because they're a star and think they're going to be great. John Gruden's calling the show. John Gruden, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Shred and shred.
What did he learn?
He said, shred him, Stroud.
He did.
He said, shred him. And look at Dell. Yeah.
Well, because I question whether it deserves a shred him, Stroud.
What do you mean? He deserved the shred him, Stroud this weekend.
I learned that you've got a quarterback over there, Justin Herbert. He's not ready to win that kind of game,
Hindley,
man. That guy's not ready for that
Hindley
game
dropped
right
the there. Pick. Throwing drain, dropped the pick.
Shred him, Stroud! You know he was shredding him.
In a different day, that's a three.
Would you like to look at the stats?
And the one he threw was awful.
Yes.
Awful. Man, something turned around. You know what he said? The play turned it around. Turned it around for him, too. He said everybody got turned up, and he said, I got turned up, too.
I mean, I would agree, but the Derwin James thing happened after play.
Yeah, it did. But that was a tremendous interception. It
Almost
was.
Almost interception.
Almost interception. Yeah. Jimmy, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that my Dallas Cowboy loving coworkers spent some money betting against the Cowboys and lost it.
How do you bet against the Cowboys when they don't play?
They don't play.
I'd still do it.
They bet
they're going to lose.
Maybe at the end of the season.
Whether they're
the Cowboys
playing
play
or
better
not
at the end.
I just put him in queue. He said they bet against the Texans. He messed up the name. The Cowboy fan bet against the Texans.
And they lost.
Oh, bet the Texans.
Should have listened to our show, and he should have found out that Gilbert got his steak and corn on the cob and french fries and Dr. Pepper.
They dumb. First of all, they're Cowboy fans, so they're
mad
not that
dumb.
Bright. And then betting against the Texans, they dumb.
Mad dumb Cowboy fans.
Yeah. Michael, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that taking your 3-year-old daughter to a Texas playoff game isn't as bad as you'd expect.
It's not?
Isn't as bad or is
No,
bad?
He said isn't it, as bad.
No, I thought he said is as bad.
No.
Is it, Michael? Did
it's
you
not.
Say is as
it's
bad
not.
Or
he just
was
said not
as bad?
He just said not.
Is not as bad.
It's not as bad.
Oh, wow.
That is something I would have learned. Well, I would have definitely
done,
not have expected
never
that.
Done that. No, I would have never done that.
But he learned it's not that bad.
Yeah. Well, we took the kids, but
luckily they had a place to run around there and everything. But sitting in a seat for 3.5 hours?
Did you take them to a playoff game, though?
Yeah, we took them to, well, they Chad had Sweet. Room to,
oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
That makes it easier.
Well, that's...
Because then they get to run around.
The kids go to a suite.
Yeah, right. Well, that was much easier than sitting in a seat. I would never bring a three-year-old to sit in a seat for 3.5 hours. Goodness gracious. So, but Michael said it wasn't as bad as he thought. So, nice. Yeah, he learned that.
He learned that.
Thank you, Game Day Men's Health. Game Day Men's Health bringing you what did you learn this weekend in one sentence. Game Day Men's Health is where you get your testosterone on. People, please get your testosterone at Game Day Men's Health. I'm telling you, it's just different.
I was going to go with Sark, but I want to go from something else in that game. This isn't really what I learned, but what was reaffirmed. I learned that if you're a hot college football fan, no matter what your boyfriend looks like or what he does, everyone's going to assume he's not good enough for you. Did you see the Texas fan? It was late in the game. There's this Texas girl.
Oh, yeah.
And
no, what?
All you saw was like her boyfriend,
yeah,
arm around her. And it was like, that man's not good enough for her.
Yeah. Like, I didn't see that. That must have gone viral.
She was a very attractive.
Smoke.
And she was pensive because the game was close, yeah, as we all know. And everyone was like, I would do so much better for her. Everyone. And you couldn't even see the guy's face.
No.
All you could see was his arm on her shoulder.
And he wasn't good enough?
He wasn't good enough. He wasn't good enough for her.
I felt that way about Cash Warren. So I know what the feeling is.
You feel that of Jessica Alba.
That's what I'm saying. Cash Warren. Oh. She finally figured out what a loser this guy is.
Yeah, right.
Film producer.
Well, does he know anything about the NFL draft? No.
No. No. So I'm saying, you want to ride on this draft train, you can let me know.
I'm glad it got the draft
not let
train.
Me know. I'm
I
happily
know where
married,
he was going.
But you can let, like...
if you want to ride on this, I was like, what?
Yeah, you want to ride on that draft train, learn about the draft.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
A lot of people, it's an exciting life.
It is exciting.
Maybe she's not looking for exciting.
The draft life is exciting.
Yeah.
Ask
maybe
Matt Miller.
It's boring.
Ask Daniel Jeremiah.
Yeah, she may look one.
Is
be
there anything
settled.
More exciting than me, Daniel Jeremiah, and Matt Miller? I don't think so.
Oof.
That seems like an exciting
Mel
group.
Mel Kiper and what's his name?
Todd.
Todd McShay.
The Cooper DeGene, Riley
Todd,
Moss.
Todd McShay likes to party now.
Of draft guys.
Yeah, Todd is Riley Moss.
The Riley Moss.
Riley had a rough weekend.
Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship of draft guys, who you just named.
White DBs?
Yeah.
I thought Reed Blankenship wasn't going to be good. Reed Blankenship actually turned into a pretty good player.
What about Benjamin Solak?
Ooh.
He's not a draft guy.
He's not a draft guy?
He tries to get in our space. Like, get out.
He's in another space.
What are you doing here? Get out.
He's in another space.
You want to trigger Lance just mentioned Benjamin.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
He's a good guy. He's a nice guy. He's just...
What was he? What's the name for
him? He's fine.
Oh, okay.
Ben's fine. He's fine. He took off out of nowhere.
He did.
After being at the draft network, and then all of a sudden he's on ESPN.
He went to the Ringer for a while.
Yeah, he was at the Ringer. Yeah.
God bless. Hey, God bless you all for going to Chastain Ford. Ford Broncos sport Big Ben. Okay. Lease is just $299 a month with $995 down, or $334 with nothing down. 36-month lease, 10,500 miles a year. No surprise, straightforward pricing, perfect for city driving weekends. The Ford Bronco Sport Big Ben is a great starter car at $299 a month. Are you kidding me? The F-150 STX, $459 a month with $1,000 down. Work ready and tough. 36-month lease, 10,500 miles. It's built for Houston's hardest jobs. The Escape PHEV Hybrid, $8,000 off MSRP. Drive off for just $135 weekly. This is what you need, people. Fuel efficiency, versatility, all of it. No dealer add-ons, no hidden fees, just great deals. Chastain Ford, Houston's best-kept secret for trucks, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Family-owned and operated for over 80 years. Come on. Get you to Chastain Ford. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, 9 Homestead, 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.